Huhanna Linden joins us, and we're talking Green Party politics. Te tuene, kia ora anō.
Kia ora matua.
Thank you for joining us, Huhanna. I did speak with Tano, and the reasons that the Greens didn't back Rawiri's GST of Kai bill, he says we would rather see a wider tax focus through a wealth tax. So we'll push through that one. The public service cuts, whilst I feel for anyone who loses their job and the turmoil that that throws them into and their whānau, the reality is our people have suffered massive job cuts, and particularly in the 1980s in areas that employed heaps of our whānau Māori. Let's start there. The public service cuts, as this new coalition government are hell-bent on cutting costs, that means cutting jobs. What's to happen with all these people who are getting marched down the road, do you think, Huhanna?
Oh, yeah, supremely worried for our kaimahi Māori and for our communities generally, understanding that government agencies have been asked to cut up to 7% of budget, which includes headcount and FTE. You know, having received some reports from kaimahi who attended those hui yesterday that were held in departments to notify where the cuts would be made and the tears shed for their colleagues and workmates, I really worry about, well, how are they going to transition into new jobs? What is the plan of this government to future-proof our workforce so that if you are cutting and saying you're prioritising frontline workers, well, what does that mean? Because ultimately a machine requires every facet of the job to execute. And if you believe that something is, well, not frontline, what determines that? And now with kaimahi being cut, who's going to put food on their table? How many tāriki will be left with uncertainty as they move into school and knowing school lunches are being cut? You know, there's so many impacts. And we know that Māori are often the buffer of this. We are the most hit.
We have been in the past, and we have to protect against it in the future. You're the Green Party spokesperson on forestry, health, Māori development and whānau order. Let's talk about Māori development. Shane Jones, earlier this week, says, let's get into mining because it creates jobs for Māori. But I'm not sure that all that many Māori want jobs in mines. What are you making of the fast-track legislation and the ability to ride roughshod over environmental or cultural concerns that are often raised at the suggestion of development proposals? How compromised is our ability to speak against developments that we think impinge on Māori rights or indeed have the potential to desecrate papatūānuku?
Oh, I'm horrified with the prospect to open up the conservation estate for mining. Knowing that that is whenua tāhai, that is whenua Māori conservation estate, and we need to see it come back within our hapu and iwi's hands, and it shouldn't come back impacted by mining. You know, there are other ways to create jobs for our people, and it doesn't have to be in extraction mining. I am concerned with the way that the fast-track legislation is running, whereby councils, lobbyists and big business have the opportunity to go straight to a minister who have final decision-making rights over what what projects will be funded and fast-tracked through for progress. And, you know, where does that leave Tiwi Māori? Where does that leave hapu at place in terms of decision-making, which is protected through the RMA? So, you know, I think we have to get more creative on the way that we create jobs, but also protect, you know, the little bit of flora and fauna, those taonga species, the whenua that is left, and recognise that that conservation estate is whenua Māori.
Crank up the volume and say it louder and longer, please, Huhanna. look, I've had that feeling too for a long time. You know, how did the Dock Estate come to be? And it's huge tracts of land, much of it that our people never get a chance to revisit. In our lifetimes, Huhanna, do you think there's ever going to be a general acceptance of that kōrero and what chance of it being returned to Māori control?
Well, I just want to recognise those tribes who had negotiated settlements and made agreements to hand back the Whenua Rahui, these conservation lands, back to the people of New Zealand. Now, in handing it back to the people of New Zealand and leaving it in the conservation estate, the expectation of those iwi was that it was to be Whenua Rahui, not Whenua mining. So, you know, we need to really think hard and fast around the way with which this government is moving in terms of protecting the biodiversity values that exist on conservation estate. But actually, it's Whenua Māori. And many iwi have trusted the government to retain it for that purpose, not to go and open it up for mining permits.
Take your point. What about SNAs? It was a hot topic in Te Tokoro, I recall, some years ago. Huhana, what's your thinking around changes to status and legislation regarding significant natural areas?
Look, you know, we marched as the people of Te Tokoro, near and far, Whenua Māori landowners, hapū, iwi and marae, on Far North District Council, just a few years ago over the implementation of SNAs, because at that time it was compulsory and we all got notified in letters that our whenua predominantly would be impacted by SNAs. From that, the government took a pause for 2 years and engaged with us in terms of how to improve that. How did they not get the allergic reaction from Tiwi Māori, and came back with workable solutions at the beginning of last year in terms of voluntary SNA, you know, Mā te Māori e whakatau, yes, SNA, this part of my whenua. A biodiversity plan, so we can actually look to map our whenua and what are the taonga species, what are the flora and fauna that we wish to protect and those spaces. And then the development of biodiversity credits, a new system whereby those who chiaki these taonga have the ability to also gain some benefit in that space into the future. All of that's been put on hold, because we have a government now that is focused on economic development and driving progress forward, but forgetting that if we don't have the tāiao in balance, economic development can only do harm now and into the future. So, you know, the halt on SNAs, challenging the minister, he's done no engagement with Tiwi Māori. You know, it's absolutely abhorrent the way that the government continues to breach its te tiriti obligations to us as Tiwi Māori.
Tēnā, what about this at all costs focus on economic growth, disregarding environmental issues, disregarding cultural issues? It feels like there's nothing more important than money.
Yeah, well, that's the point of the fast track. We've heard loud and clear from the responsible ministers that it's not about tāiao protection. This is about economic development and fast tracking the process so New Zealand can get back on track, is the narrative. Now, the Minister for the Environment isn't even able to input. He is not a part of the decision-making process. He's not a part of the tight three, Ngāana Hira Tapu, who make the final decision on what projects go forward. And that's a real worry, because there is no tāiao lens there. Further, in the fast track, it lists, you know, that you've got your iwi authorities, you recognise a few treaty settlements, and you'll get consulted. But ultimately, even the specialist panels that were established through the COVID fast track do not have decision-making power. It all goes back to the minister. So maybe we might get a letter to let us know in Aorohe there's going to be a fast track. How do you feel, Māori? But Simeon Brown, Shane Jones and Tama Pōtaka are the deciding ministers. And that freaks me out as an uri of our hapū and iwi. It freaks me out because the list of projects that are going up, I cannot confirm or be assured that local hapū and iwi at place even know what's going through, because it's a closed-door process. There's no transparency. The Select Committee for the Environment will hear submissions, which close on the 19th of April. Te whānau, please get submissions in on the fast track. But they will not see the list of projects. It's not coming to the Select Committee. So there's no transparency in it. It's bad for the tāiao. It's bad for Tiwi Māori. So we need to rise up and raise our voice of concern across the Environment Select Committee, but also to our ministers to say, Taiho, wait a minute.
Well, you'd hope so. I was pleased to hear some feedback and audio from Chloe's first visit to Tūranga Waewae, and you know, having that under her belt now, that first visit will, I hope, allow her to feel more comfortable visiting more marae. It's a special moment for those who haven't been to Tūranga Waewae, and I get the impression that she would have grown from that experience. To quote her words, it was cool, man. So I thought that was an interesting response. But she'll be going to many marae as the co-leader of the Greens. And what do you make of how it might have impacted her emotionally and professionally?
Well, you know, what better way to be introduced as the co-leader for a political party than at Tūranga Waewae in front of Tū Heitia and Te Whare Ariki? I mean, you know, talk about getting nerves, having to address the kingitanga and Waikato Tainui, but she did a really good job, and I think it's an opportunity for her and Marama, because we are the Te Tiriti Party. They are the embodiment of that, tangata whenua and tangata tiriti walking together. And the ability to be able to stand and speak alongside Marama and address the kingitanga on those things that are important to her, but also to our party and what our values stand for, was really awesome. And it was great to get feedback from Waikato Tainui on matters that have come up through the pokoi, what has been impacting upon them, and what can we do to Afi. So, you know, getting a bit of a work program going too. But I did appreciate Matua Tuku Morgan, who stood and said, in terms of that fast track, you know, the guns are loaded and they're ready to go, because if they have to go to Te Kōti Teite, to the High Court, on fast track impact for Waikato Tainui, then they will, you know, and it shouldn't have to be that way. Our Te Tiriti rights and the settlements of Waikato Tainui should be assured. But we don't have that assurity right now. So, you know, it was heartening to hear from the people. It was great to see our co-leaders up and speaking, and such an honour to have a private audience with Tū Heitia and Te Mako Ariki, to have those internal kōrero about our relationship and how we can tautoko the call for te kotahitanga and mana motuhake.
Tēnā koe, Huhana. Thanks again for joining us on the program, Tuhine, and all the best going forward. We'll call it all again soon. Mauri ora kia koe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou.
Kia ora rā tū koe. Huhana.